Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome once again to Line of Judah Online. We're dealing with the subject called Speaking and Praying in Tongues. We're doing part two today, and the two topics, Cornelius's household was filled by the Holy Spirit, and in Ephesus, the believers were also filled. Let us now go to Acts chapter 10, verses 44 to 48. This is the Holy Spirit fills all the Gentiles. Verse 44, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word, and those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came to Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. Verse 46, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then Peter answered, can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? Verse 48, and he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to stay for a few more days. What we see in this scripture is that when the people heard the word of God, they received the word of God about Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Salvation was preached to them. They received salvation and they became born again. And then they received the Holy Spirit while Peter was still finishing his preaching. They spoke in tongues and astonished the companies of the Jewish believers that the Holy Spirit was given to the Gentiles. Lastly, they were baptized in water. In these scriptures, we see that they heard the word of God, they became born again, they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they were baptized in water. Being born again is the first step. It's a very important step because God can't fill someone who's not born again with his Spirit. When the person becomes born again, their spirit man goes from unrighteousness to righteousness, and therefore God can fill that person with his Spirit, which is righteousness. Being born again is the first step in receiving the Holy Spirit. Whether you get baptized in water after that, or baptized in water first and then receive the Holy Spirit, that's between the believer and God. Let us now go to Ephesus. The believers were filled there. We go to Acts chapter 19 and verses 1 to 7. This is Paul at Ephesus. Verse 1, and it happened while Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, passing through the upper regions, came to Ephesus, and finding some disciples, he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? And they said to him, we have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. Verse 3, and he said to them, into what then were you baptized? So they said, into John's baptism. Verse 4, then Paul said, John indeed baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid hands upon them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Verse 7, now the men were about 12 in all. What's important to see here, the believers were baptized into the body of Christ through the baptism of John's repentance. That's the first baptism, being born again, where the Holy Spirit baptizes or brings a person into the body of Christ spiritually. Paul laid hands upon them to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They all received and spoke in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance or guidance or leading, and they all prophesied. There was about 12 men in all. But we see throughout the scriptures that a person must receive Jesus Christ first. In other words, become born again or receive salvation. It's only in that condition that a person can receive the Holy Spirit when